Let's talk about the brilliant campaign ideas of the Democratic Socialist candidate in New York City, Zohran Mamdani. You've heard about the rent control freeze. You've heard about the free childcare. The other one that we've talked about quite a bit is the idea of making grocery stores city-run and taxpayer-run so that they could lower the price of groceries in New York City to make cost of living more affordable in New York City. Joining me right now is a writer for City Journal, Adam Lahoti. And Adam is coming on to talk to me about what he discovered when he went out to try and talk with grocers and, you know, grocery market store owners in New York City about whether or not this would actually work. Adam, hello. Thanks for coming on to talk to us. Hi. In Seattle.
Hi, great to be on.
Yeah, your article for City Journal is titled Government-Run Grocery Stores. These New Yorkers are skeptical, and this all revolves around Zohran Mamdani, his idea that city-run supermarkets would lower the prices. But what you found was that small business owners and their customers are a little skeptical about this. They don't really see this as an automatic victory if it were to happen that way. You went and talked to one business owner who runs Appleton's Marketplace on West mm-hmm. End Avenue, a business owner that runs a grocery store named Hamza. What did you find out when you talked to Hamza?
So the first thing I found out is that they're not necessarily opposed, but what they were telling me is that it would have to be limited to low-income residents. And that's actually not what Zohran Mamdani is proposing. He's proposing to create 5 government-run grocery stores across the city, open to anyone. And there's a lot of skepticism here that this is actually going to address the underlying factors causing high prices, which is high levels of crime, unaffordable rents. This proposal isn't going to be dealing with any of the underlying factors. And a lot of the people I spoke to, a lot of their customers as well, told me they were pretty skeptical that this is going to address that. And they were also fearful that this would result in corruption on behalf of the officials running this program.
How about that? That some people would either, I guess, maybe get the inside track to run one of these stores, and mm-hmm. that idea of kind of rewarding political cronies, maybe that type of corruption?
Exactly. More so the way in which the contracts are awarded. People were pretty skeptical about just the efficiency of government-run businesses in general. One customer I spoke to said they can't even run the USPS properly, so how do they expect the city to run government-run grocery stores? And the other thing as well is there's a lack of scalability. The city has no experience doing so, and so people were pretty skeptical that they would be able to outcompete privately run stores.
Okay. And one of the other things that we've seen in West Coast cities as it pertains to cost of living and the price of things on store shelves, whether it's the grocery store, the drug store, the big box store, is repeat crime. And mm-hmm. grocery stores are prone to shoplifting, just like drug stores, where they're putting all these things behind plexiglass to prevent theft. And either the loss of inventory or the extra security measures that they have to go to prevent the shoplifting, like the materials and the installation of those plexiglass cabinets, or just store security, where you have 2 or 3 people that are working at any given time to keep a store secure to prevent shoplifting. That's a big part of cost of living in a place like New York City. And we've certainly seen plenty of examples around Seattle with that and other cities up and down the West Coast that we talk a lot about on this show. Does any of that get addressed with what the candidate for New York Mayor Zohran Mamdani is talking about with these city-owned, government-owned, and operated grocery stores?
Well, unfortunately not. His proposal sounds good on paper, and it's appealed to a lot of voters, obviously, because he's won the primary, but it doesn't do anything to address those underlying factors. It seems to rest on the assumption that the reason why groceries are so expensive is because groceries are making massive profits. But that's not actually the case. I found that on average, they're making only 1 or 2% profit on average. So unless they're able to address those underlying factors, pretty high rates of crime, shoplifting, high rents, City just isn't going to be able to deliver meaningfully lower prices, even if it were to run the stores themselves.
I'm talking to a writer for City Journal. The website is city-journal.org. And the guest here on The Morning Ride is Adam Lahoti. He's gone to New York City grocery store market owners to talk to them about this proposal of, hey, if the candidate for mayor in New York City ended up installing these city-owned, taxpayer-owned and run, government-owned and run grocery stores, would it actually work? And one of the other things that you discovered was whatever potential cost savings that could come by way of these city, taxpayer, government-run grocery stores, it could all get offset by the lack of operational experience and management experience that any government agency would really have in operating something like this.
Yeah, exactly. That's one of the things that another small business owner told me as well. He said the city's trying to act like Amazon, but they've got none of the experience. One of the reasons why stores like Amazon, Walmart, Target are able to get lower costs is because they scale up their operations across millions of thousands of stores across the country. The city, frankly, doesn't have that experience. So even if they were to save on not having to pay rent, since Mamdani proposes to run these on government land, that would just be outweighed in all likelihood by the fact that they don't have the experience. And again, as I mentioned earlier, it's not addressing shoplifting, it's not addressing crime. So it's pretty difficult to see how this is going to work.
Adam, I kind of like to use this phrase based on this proposal that has us talking to you on Talk Radio 570 KVI by the idea of having these government-run grocery stores for a Democratic Socialist candidate, New York City Mayor Zohran Mamdani, that this is an example of economics from people who don't understand economics. And the more difficult part of the candidate who wants to advocate for this is, why are there so many people that are so suckered into believing that that will somehow fix the problem? Does anybody in New York City talk about that side of the equation, that so many people are seduced and you're thinking, oh yeah, why don't we just have the government run grocery stores? That'll fix everything.
Well, I think it sounds good on paper and it definitely appeals politically. And most people in their day-to-day lives don't have time to deeply examine the economic foundations of this. But if they were to give it a little bit more thought, I think they'd recognize that it's not actually resolving the underlying issues. So that's one of the things that I wanted to highlight in my piece as well.
Are any other news outlets around New York picking up on what you decided to go report on?
I haven't seen anything in New York, but I do know that people at the Reason magazine, for example, and other center-right publications have been picking up on this.
Well, it's good to see somebody's paying attention about all of this. And then, Adam, you reside in New York City, correct?
Indeed, yeah.
You just graduated a couple of years ago from Columbia University, right?
Just this summer, actually.
Oh, it's just in the last year?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So when you're talking to other, you know, former classmates, other people that you know, when you're talking to people around New York City, what do they think needs to happen to try and make New York City a better place?
Well, I think the mayor needs to focus on the big issues. And Mamdani has identified a lot of these issues. He's identified that people are fed up about the cost of living. So that's to his credit. But unfortunately, his solutions don't do anything to address those underlying problems. High rents are not going to be solved by rent freezes. Well, at least in the long run, the only way to solve that issue is to increase the overall housing supply. So I think what the candidates need to do is figure out what are the actual bottlenecks causing cost of living, causing high crimes, and what solutions actually work in resolving them instead of putting out very ideological fixes that might appeal on paper but aren't going to work in real life.
All right. One of the other questions I've had about Zohran Mamdani's candidacy in New York City is he talks about all these essentially issues that connect to social justice. What I have not heard him talk about in his campaigns or his campaign rallies or his campaign concerns is anything that revolves around crime or public safety. Does he talk about the need to make sure that criminals aren't allowed to just get out and continually repeat crime and continually cause problems? Like we were talking about the security issues like shoplifting that end up impacting the price of everything on store shelves. Does he talk about those things and it maybe just doesn't get reported out that way? Or does he generally ignore that in his campaign stuff?
Well, unfortunately, I haven't seen a lot of that. I've been focusing mostly on the grocery aspect, but I have indeed seen him focus on other areas, including social justice, but not necessarily, I haven't looked so in depth on his crime proposals.
Yeah, I had a clip I played a little earlier in the show. I'll probably play it again here before we round out the program at the end of the hour. But it was Zohran Mamdani essentially saying that he wouldn't let the ICE and immigration officials come into the city to apprehend people for deportation purposes. And the border czar for the Trump administration, Tom Homan, kind of chuckled at that and said, you won't stop us. We'll get in there. We've got federal law that trumps city law, for instance, or sanctuary protections and things like that. And so he clearly doesn't seem to be interested in cooperating with law enforcement too much. And I've heard he had previous, I guess, comments about being for police defunding and things like that and that social justice element of politics. So that's kind of why I was curious about where does Zohran Mamdani fall on crime public safety. Are the voters or the people of New York still concerned? I watch some of the Gutfeld show, and on Gutfeld on Fox News, they'll point out problems with crime and public safety on the subway system and things like that. Is that still a primary concern for voters in New York City, or is that starting to improve?
I think it's still a primary concern. Talking to a lot of people, even those who vote on the left, they're concerned about high levels of crime. They're concerned about their safety when taking the subway. Even if it has improved slightly over the past few years, it's still of primary concern, and the city frankly can't function unless people have confidence that they're able to walk around safely and they're able to take the subway and get to work without being assaulted.
All right. Talking to Adam Lahoti, writer for City Journal. He put together a great article about government-run grocery stores. These New Yorkers are skeptical. He went and talked to some grocery store owners about this as well to tell you how you can see his article. But I'm going to put you on the spot to close the interview here, Adam. Who do you think ends up winning the general election in November to be the New York City mayor?
It's tough to say at the moment. Okay. I think we're torn at the moment between Adams and Mamdani.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it shapes up to be a really fascinating referendum on the Democratic Socialist political left in the Democratic Party. Mm-hmm. Or can Eric Adams continue as maybe a more just a basic moderate that's not Bernie Sanders coming into the city of New York? So thank you very much for your time today, Adam. I appreciate hearing from you and getting
your
perspective as a New Yorker.
Great coming on. Thank you so much.
All right. I'll keep my ear to the ground and my eyes open for your future writing and reporting. Thanks, Adam.
Thank you. Okay. Bye.